Now, a new novel called My Husband's Wives. Just want to talk briefly about it this morning. The story is around one man who has three wives and too many secrets. But I'm told it's a heartwarming story of love, loss, family and friendship. And it is the work of our next guest, who is the author of My Husband's Wives, Faith Hogan. Good morning, Faith.
Hi, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well. Of course, Mayo, born, bred and buttered, correct?
That's true. Very true and very proud of it. And I suppose it's one thing that I sing about any time I talk about the book is Mayo and Ballina. And yeah.
Is this a saucy read?
I'm afraid you'll be disappointed if you're looking for a saucy read, Tommy. It is very much a warm story, and I suppose it's a women's fiction, and it's very much told, I suppose, along the lines of, it's been compared to people like Maeve Binchy, and I've been really happy about that, because I like her warmth. But I suppose I look to people like Anne Tyler and Kate Atkinson for inspiration, so it's somewhere along those lines. But if you're looking for something that's Irish, and, you know, I think everybody likes to kind of read something that's local. And if you're looking for something that's summery,
this is the read.
Yeah.
Where is it set?
It's set in Dublin. It's set in Ireland. It's very much an Irish book. And I suppose a lot of the language will be on this end of the country. I write as I speak. So you'll be very familiar with, you know, the sayings and all of that. It's very much an Irish book.
Okay.
Even though it's had international appeal, it's
It's about a guy called Paul Starr. He's a cardiologist. So he's obviously the man with the three wives.
He's the man with the three wives, yeah.
But how could you have three wives in Ireland?
Well, I suppose that's Ireland today. People ask me what Paul Starr is like, and I suppose Paul Starr is very much, we only see him through the eyes of the women who loved him.
And by the way, if there are any people out there who are called Paul Starr, this is a fictitious Paul Starr. There's probably a Paul Starr somewhere.
Oh, there might be. We started off the book calling it Goodbye, Mr. Starr. And I suppose it's about after Paul Starr leaves. He's a very enigmatic character, and I suppose he's one of those people that women fall in love. But there was three unfortunate ones who fell in love enough to get tied up with him.
And does he marry? He marries all three, does he?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And I suppose that's the twist in the book.
Oh, I better not give too much away.
Once you get to the end of the book, I suppose people struggle with the book in a sense that they kind of can't understand how this man can. But when you read the book, it all makes sense.
Okay.
And I suppose while you see Paul Starr from the outside very much too, you can see why people would fall for him. He's enigmatic and he's powerful and he's quite handsome without kind of being scary handsome. And he's one of those characters that you think, yeah, you can see why I would fall for him.
I love the sideline on the front cover. The book is called My Husband's Wives, and then it has better to have lost than never to have loved.
Yeah, isn't that true, though?
Well, maybe his wives mightn't think that.
Well, ultimately, the thing I suppose is that ultimately, I suppose it's about the relationship to the women, and I suppose most women have to deal with an ex at some point, and I suppose we all have this picture built up of the woman who went before, and what we find, I suppose, as you get older in life is that ultimately we're all the same, and so those people that you would have had this idea or notion of, when you actually sit down and talk to them, you find that we all want the same thing. We all want to be happy. We all want to be loved. And that's what the book is really about. While Mr. Starr features for all of those women, it's about the relationships that connect them. And when they are left and thrown together at his demise, it's about how they build the relationships from there. And they find that actually the people that they've been jealous of and maybe a little bit intimidated by all of those years actually are just the same as themselves. You know what I mean?
And if you drill, and I'm talking reality now here for a second, not fiction, but if you drill it all down, you know, everybody had an ex,
yeah.
You know, somebody they dated and maybe were in love with, and the relationship broke off and they both went their separate ways. Do you think that in most cases, both the man and the woman often think, I wonder where she is or he is now? And I wonder, had we married, would we have been happy?
It's what if, isn't it? The book that I wrote, I suppose, My Husband's Wives, grew out of what if. And it's one of those things that, you know, you often sit and you wonder, well, what if? What if I'd gone left instead of right? And I suppose, what if the worst thing happened? How bad could it be? What if I had taken this road or that road?
Yeah, it's an awful way to live your life, though.
Well, we all look back sometimes and we wonder. You know, I know sometimes, even when you start a relationship, you're on the threshold for a while. I think as you get older, you're on the threshold for a while before you jump in. and you say, well, I wonder what if this worked out, could I be really happy? Do you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes your what if can be positive. Sometimes,
yeah, that's
sometimes
true.
It's not good to be looking over your, it's never good to be looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know? Our producer here, Petrina, read the book and she said she really enjoyed it. Really, really did.
Well,
so anybody who likes a nice light read for the summer months, My Husband's Wives by Faith Hogan. It's released today, I understand.
That's why it's so lovely to be talking to you today, Tommy, because it is released today. And the people in Easton's, people have been looking for the book for the last year. And I suppose it's nice because the people in Easton's, I think, have been hounded with people coming in looking for this book. And today it's out. So next week we officially launch it. We officially launch it next Thursday with Kate Currigan in Easton's in Ballina at 7:30. And I just think it's going to be a great night because so far there's been such a buzz about it. And I wanted to get the word out because I spoke to somebody yesterday and they didn't realise that it was in the shops this week. And I suppose I'm thinking about people kind of further across the county where I'd have connections and they would have been waiting for it, you know.
So are they in Easton's bookshops today?
Well, we're released today in Ireland and publishing moves very slowly. So while it's released today, it may not arrive in the shop until Saturday. And I suppose Monday we're kind of aiming for really getting out there, you know. But it's just, I wanted to let people know.
It's out there.
Yeah, because people have been looking for it. I'm kind of conscious of the fact that they have been going into shops and they have been asking for it for over a year. So, you know, it's good for people to know, I think, you know.
You know, Irish people are so curious and people are texting in and calling in. Now, what Hogan would she be? Faith Hogan isn't your real name.
My real name is Geraldine Hogan. I'm married in Ballina to James Hogan.
So Hogan.
Yeah, James would have been part of the pub business here.
Oh, yeah,
the hotel business.
Yes.
So that's who I am. But I was Geraldine Hogan before I became Faith Hogan. But Geraldine doesn't really strike a chord with the old algorithms that
I like
run
Faith.
All the...
Yeah, Faith Hogan is nice. It's just got a ring to it.
Yeah, well, it's worked. Like
it's
worked very well overseas for me. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So that's good. You know?
All right, best of luck with it. My Husband's Wives, Faith Hogan's new book on release this week, and the official launch in Easton's in Ballina next Thursday this night week. What time?
7:30 with it'll be a great night. Already we've got quite a few people coming and like there's a great old buzz about it. Luckily I've got Kate Currigan to launch it for me, so I'm really delighted with
that's
that.
A great,
she's had
a
great success recently.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah,
right.
She, you know, she's done really well, so,
keep
yeah,
up the good work, Faith. Keep writing.
Oh, thanks a million, Tommy. Thanks so much for
not at all
to
good to talk
you're
to
really
you
really good
take
See
care
you then. Okay, take care. Bye-bye now.